is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up whatever is on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so head on over there. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale. And Mark.
Dale joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com. You can head over there and enjoy a couple hundred different liberty-oriented cartoons. A brand new one was just posted, I believe it was last night.
Yeah.
You can see that. And I had not yet had the chance to read the text that you had posted with it. I did read the cartoon. What was the gist of that?
Have you ever seen, do you know what Tribbles are?
I'm familiar with Tribbles. It's from the old Star Trek show.
They reproduce a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. The idea is the doctor said they're born pregnant, or he thinks they're born pregnant, something like that.
So that was the gist of the cartoon, but what did you write about?
Oh, I was writing about IP. Mm-hmm. The comparison being between...
IP, meaning intellectual property.
When you sell someone a piece of media... Digital media, specifically. This sort of modern times-oriented notion of IP. When you sell someone a piece of digital media, that's easily replicable.
Sure.
You know, you can just copy it with your computer.
Yeah, and the replicated copy doesn't lose any quality.
Exactly. Just because the original, you can mail, it can be sent all over the internet or posted on the internet. And this is a problem that people have in terms of, how do you make money creating media when it's instantly duplicated? You can instantly duplicate it and turn around and sell it again. So it's sort of the idea, and the name of it is called The Trouble with Selling Tribbles.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is you sell someone a tribble, and the next day they might have 30 tribbles. You're not just selling them a tribble, you're selling them a tribble factory.
Right.
So they're not scarce. And it's sort of similar to the same idea with digital media. So it's just a problem. I look at it as this is a reality. We need to find a way to deal with it. And the whole notion of IP is such a perverse status notion. That's not the way to deal with this problem.
The legitimate
problem is, how do you make money on digital media when other people can duplicate it so easily? But there are ways to do it, and people are finding ways to do it without IP.
The idea, of course, being with IP, that the person who creates the idea somehow should have the ability to control the products that another person holds. So, for instance, if I were to create, or for instance, if you created your cartoon that you put up at anarchyinyourhead.com and wanted to claim it as yours, that you'd be able to somehow tell me how I could organize the data on my hard drive, because I would have to, in order to copy your picture.
IP is about controlling other people's property, which is completely contrary to the notion of property. So IP is really almost an oxymoron.
It's you break it down to the absurdity. Maybe using a CD would be a better example. Say a DVD or a CD, which is essentially really nothing more than a layer of plastic, a layer of metal, and another layer of plastic, and then either holes, millions or billions or whatever of holes are punched into it to essentially indicate on or off. It's a digital media, so and then as the laser reads through it, it determines what the patterns are, and the patterns determine the data that's on that disc. If you were to come out with some sort of so-called copyrighted intellectual property disc, and I were to take that and I were to copy it onto my blank CD that I purchased with my own money, you would essentially be saying, Ian, you can't put that many holes in that particular order in that disc, because I own that pattern of holes in that disc. Even though I don't own your disc, I own what you can do with that
disc. It's like a social contract, isn't it? It's a contract that you didn't sign, but that violence will be used to impose upon you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's very similar to the social contract as well. This is just the way it is, and it's understood, and it's going to be imposed on you.
Yeah, and it's
with
wrong.
Violence.
Yeah. Because of what you've been saying here is that there are these innovators out there who have figured out ways to profit and share their music or their book or whatever product that it is.
And in fact, they benefit from the fact that it's being shared freely. There are a lot of smaller bands and things like that who are much more likely to get discovered, or they're more likely to have fans show up for a live appearance where they will get paid for their live appearance,
mm-hmm.
because their music has been heard on In a digital format, and now people want to hear the live music. They want to go and see the band and experience it live and in person.
Or the more people that hear their stuff online, even if they're never going to set foot inside a concert venue, the more people hear it, the more likely somebody's going to throw something into a tip jar.
Sure.
So if they, you know, have a website.
There's quite a bit of people, you know, there's quite a lot of cases of people making money on voluntary contributions.
Pay what it's worth. I believe, I don't remember which band did this, but one of the...
I think it was Radiohead.
Was it Radiohead?
They made the most money they've ever made on an album when they just put it out for free and said, just contribute whatever you think it's worth.
Yeah.
And they got
some people,
so
maybe
they got millions in contributions. From
and
people.
It probably ranged incredibly. I don't know what the range was, but I imagine it was fairly large. I mean, with the Free Talk Live AMP program, when we put Free Talk Live out there to the audience, to whoever's listening to you, for free. You enjoy it. You download the archives. You go to the website. You do all that. And if you really like the show, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. That's what we ask. But giving anything less than that is pointless because PayPal takes, you know, a chunk out of it. And if you were to give a dollar, we'd end up with 60 cents.
Right.
So having it as a $3 minimum is usually a good thing. But the range of money that we've been given has gone as high as, at one point we had a $500 amp. He's gone. He actually changed into an advertiser. But we've got a guy that gives $200 a month.
And there's plenty of people that don't give anything.
Most people don't.
Yeah.
Most people don't. You know, most people are these so-called free riders. But that's accepted. You accept
but
that.
How many of them are telling people, hey,
right,
listen to this show. It's a great show.
Right.
And then how many of the people that they tell might end up amping?
Absolutely.
You know, that's
to say
they don't give anything
sort of
is not even necessarily true.
The dandelion effect. You let the little seeds go out and people do with them as they wish. So.
Or they're not only are they telling people about the show, but also down the line, if they've listened long enough, it may dawn on them like, all right, I've been listening for a year. Maybe I should finally go and throw something into the to the tip jar.
And when I release my comics, a lot of people that do online comics, they end up getting they find work through it. They find people hiring them to make something specific.
Like you do drawing for people.
I do. I draw comics, and I've done comics on commission. And there's also, for instance, the notion of software. Software is another one of those realms that's getting really. You know, the more and more there's freeware versions of software or share, you know, the idea that there's the software is free. And then what happens is people set up support. You know, if you need support for whatever specific application of your software, you have support is the product that's offered to help people use it or to train people how to use it, or it's tailored to a specific application and that requires actual programming. And obviously that's not something like if you have a business. You need software tailored to specifically for your business and your products and things like that. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of what's happening with software with programmers is they go in and tailor software, or write new software for a very specific application where, you know, you're paying them for their time and their services, and then
sure.
you own whatever they produce. But
and maybe they made their reputation in the software world by working on open source software.
Right,
a
absolutely.
Lot of people will work on open source software, and their contributions are valued, and
it's very public, and the software itself is public, and you can see what they've done. You can go, oh, they know what they're doing.
This guy should be hired, that kind of thing. So 800-259-9231, and we're really kind of just on the cusp of this, right? I mean, as far as the spectrum of time we're talking about.
In terms of the
here.
Innovations that people are going to come up with to find ways to
monetize.
To create business models and monetize digital media, knowing that it can be instantly replicated. And that ultimately IP, I think, is going to fall to pieces.
That's really the thing that's
already weakening to ridiculous levels, and
right.
it's just going to further go in that direction.
You know, and this is the point that I've made on it. I think that people want that there's a demand in the marketplace for people to have, be compensated for their ideas. And I think that it's perhaps that the freemium model, which is what you're talking about, giving away your stuff for free and then hoping that people buy premiums or different kind of things, that may be the way things go, and it may not. That there may very well be ways that people, if people want to keep their ideas, that's their business. They should be able to keep their ideas, but they should
keep them in your brain. If you want to keep your idea, you have to keep it inside yourself, because as soon as you let it out there, it's out.
There are ways, other ways to go about it.
Not really. 1-800-259-9231. And what's ridiculous is how the old guard that supports IP is reacting to a lot of this, too. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site there for free. So head on over there, enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, some of those features include our listening options, our bulletin board system, the webcam, and more. Head on over, enjoy freetalklive.com. And if you want to get gold and silver, we can help you with that too.
Yeah, if you go to gold.freetalklive.com, we have all kinds of gold and silver there, ones that I've picked out that I believe to be the best choices for people who may not know everything about it. I found the idea of buying gold coins kind of confusing early on, and that's actually what kept me from doing it. So I picked ones that are intended for people that just want to get gold and silver in their hands. Go to gold.freetalklive.com and check it out.
All right, so let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Sean is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Sean.
How you guys doing?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was calling in. I wanted to talk to you guys about animal rights. I got in a conversation about this with some of my liberty-oriented friends, and I feel I got my butt handed to me on them, and I was just wondering what you guys thought about the concept of animals having rights.
Let me chime in. animals, so if animals have rights, then they have all the rights, right? I mean, it couldn't be that they have half the rights, right?
And this is what, this is what really backs me into the corner is that, obviously, you know, they can't respect the rights of others due to their animal nature. And mm-hmm. so therefore, they aren't afforded the idea, you know, the concept of I guess their self-ownership.
I think, you know, this can get to be a very complicated discussion because you need to start talking about where do you believe rights come from? You know,
well, I think rights are a reciprocal agreement, and that it's a good idea that man should respect toward his fellow man. And as you pointed out, animals don't understand the concept, and they certainly don't respect the concept.
It does seem to be, you know, there does seem to be a foundation of rights and the notion of I you know, respecting your rights because I want you to respect my rights. And and there's really not any notion of that with most animals. And I think so I think that's sort of the basic where it comes down to is why most people don't I shouldn't say most people. Sorry, from a libertarian perspective, I don't think there's much in the way of believing that animals have rights, but
that's not to justify abuse. That's right. Not to justify mistreatment or anything like that. It's just a statement about rights.
But if you
animals.
Go into the realm and say that animals have rights, you really complicate some things at that point. Well, because if you start saying the animals have rights, if you go into that realm saying the animals have rights, then you may back yourself into a corner. In terms of, you know, how do you deal with, it could radically change how you have to live your life.
Well, Sean, where you were coming from originally in your discussion with your friends? I didn't quite understand what your position
had been. What my original thing was is obviously I don't want animals to be mistreated in the sense that, you know, I don't like the idea of dog fighting or cock fighting where animals are used mm-hmm. as this kind of sport game.
Yeah,
and especially in killing them in that idea of sport. And
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I definitely understand where you're coming from. That's where the concept of animal rights really came from, was from people seeing what they consider to be abuse of animals and saying, well, animals should have rights and so on and so forth. But when you get into that that realm, that's when you get into a world of some very tricky issues, right? Because then who decides what connotates mistreatment?
Well, and then what are you going to do to enforce animal rights?
Well,
are you willing to hurt a person to protect an animal? And that's what I mean when I talk about getting backing yourself into a corner is if you say that they have rights, now you start talking about what's justified in terms of enforcing those rights.
And
that's what scares me. I see an awful lot of scary behavior happening on the basis of someone violating animal rights.
Go ahead, Sean.
Well, then what would be a kind of liberty approach then to preventing some type of animal cruelty such as that? Besides, I mean, obviously I don't want to initiate force on somebody, but if they're running these dog fighting operations, I think there is some moral obligation. Not obviously, there's no obligation, but there's some moral, I guess, ethical problems that come from that. And how can we help to prevent that while still maintaining liberty?
Well, I think that, you know, first off, PETA has billboards across the country, and they've been very effective in handling issues that they you know, they're big on. Now, obviously, it's not the perfect organization. I'm not touting it as the perfect organization.
I think there's other ones that are better.
I think they do a lot of dumb stuff. But they have been, they're active. They're active as heck and on something that they believe in. And I think they've been successful, relatively successful in that arena. If they could keep their own house clean, they'd be even more successful.
Like, and not kill dogs and cats?
Well, yeah.
Massive
I would like to point out that we do have people fighting where people willingly get into rings and beat the crap out of each other to the point of, in some cases, death. But, you know, in a lot of cases, harm, you know, terrible harm.
I think the point you're getting at is there are things you can do short of violence. You can use carrots instead of sticks.
Ostracism?
And things like that. You can ostracize. The thing about ostracism, you're not aggressing against anyone when you ostracize them. You can ostracize anyone for any reason without having violated the NAP.
Yeah, so
you do not have to do business with someone. You do not have to associate with someone.
And you can plaster it all over the place. I mean, so you can get out there, put out flyers that say that so-and-so is a dog fighter, and you know, you shouldn't do business with them, and spread the word about that.
You can offer incentives.
But some people might not consider that very motivating.
Well,
you can also
where
do things like incentivize alternatives, incentivize, you know, things that keep people from abusing animals, like you know, try to provide homes for animals and things like that so that they don't end up suffering.
Well, what the people in the community think is really what matters the most.
It is.
If you are in a, and I'm going to paint with a broad brush here, if you're living in a trailer park, maybe the people in that area aren't going to care so much about the dog fighting. If you're in an area, for whatever reason, maybe dog fighting types of people have come together in a certain area, and they are totally into this, and this is their culture, and you're the odd man out, and most people are agreeing with the dog fighting, you're probably not going to have very much success at ostracizing, which is why bringing people together who have a slightly similar viewpoint can be a fairly valuable thing. Whereas if there's a dog fighting ring that's kind of clandestine in, you know, an upper crust neighborhood where that would be a shocking thing if it came out, then you know, the ostracism would probably be more effective in that particular case. So I guess it would all really depend. But when you come down to the issue of mistreatment, that's when you really get sticky, because then who decides what is mistreatment? The most extreme so-called animal rights activist might consider keeping an animal to be mistreatment.
Yeah,
some do. Yeah,
I eat one every day. You know, at least one animal every day.
Yeah, and I don't bill myself as any sort of animal activist, and I know that some of them get to the extreme by calling, you know, milking a cow a form of rape and things like that. And that's to me that's ludicrous.
Yeah,
I think there are some baseline things that you can agree on.
I don't think at all, honestly. When it comes to animals,
really,
I don't think there are baseline things.
Well, that's just it. The bias that people have toward different kinds of animals is so blatant. If you say animals have rights, we can't eat meat anymore. We can't, you know,
you can't live in your house.
People are going to apply it so inconsistently if they say animals have rights. It's really hard to apply.
Sean, we'll bring you back if you get more comments. You're welcome to hang on. 800-259-9231, because this is a tough issue, because they are so cute, some of them, and we care so much. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, and we're going to have anything. It's Free Talk Live.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. So head over there and enjoy features like our bulletin board system, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. And Mark, if you need some collections done, what do you call?
SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a collections company. They do early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. They'll handle all of your accounts receivable needs. They will treat your customers with respect because, well, you don't need your customers treated poorly. That's not going to do anything for your business. SACL CAI knows that.
Not going to get your money back.
Yeah. You may or may not get your money, but it won't get you new sales in the future. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right. 800-259-9231. Back to the phones and the fun. We've still got Sean on the line with us, bringing up the issue of so-called animal rights. And, Sean, it sounded like you definitely had some more things to say on this, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance.
Well, I guess what it really comes down to is it's just one of those things where, sadly, as in the idea of a voluntarist society, you know, there's just going to be some evils that you cannot get rid of, and like you said, it's more of surrounding people who think like you, and so you can try to avoid running into these ethical dilemmas.
Yeah, where, look at absolutely. I mean, look at the Mormons. They moved together into Utah, and they absolutely have had an effect on the kind of the common culture that is found in that particular area. So there's really something to be said for moving together with people of similar values. It's a shame it doesn't happen more often. There's also something to be said for diversity and having different viewpoints and different cultures mixing together. And I think that in the free marketplace, there's value in both of those things.
I'd like to discuss animal rights a little bit more, because I think that
Please.
This is
sure.
an interesting topic. And I think that there's this continuum. There's this sort of bell curve, and I love to talk about bell curves, and I think they're really true. You've got people out there that believe that animals are, you know, just property. Guys that'll, you know, beat the crap out of their dog because it hasn't done, you know, what they want it to. If you go to third world countries, I've seen, people just brutalizing animals that they don't feel are behaving in the manner that they wish, you know, pack animals, things like that. And it's frightening, terrible, terrible stuff. And, I don't want to see that. However, what I don't see when I go get a packaged piece of meat from the grocery store is what happened to that animal in the process. And if you educate yourself, you'll find out that, you know, this is a less than optimum way for these animals to be processed and treated. And I think that when you're talking about institutional animals, you're talking about chickens that never see the light of day. You're talking about animals that are pumped up on steroids, have kept in small stalls, things like this. To me, this is an immoral way to treat an animal. I don't believe in it, and because of it, I've been changing how I eat meat. I'm gonna let my animal act like an animal before, well, I kill and eat it, or at least have somebody else kill it.
A lot of it is, it's not that you're acknowledging the animal's rights. It's just you don't want it to suffer. The point is for it not to, you don't. There's the needless suffering. Is what you seem to object to, and I agree. Can we partake of the benefits of animals without putting them through needless suffering? And a lot of that is driven by market demand. People want really cheap.
There's
a problem with that though, because it's you say it's driven by market demand, but then heavy factory farming is heavily subsidized on the federal level.
Sure, it is.
Especially
absolutely.
When it's coming to things like the new national ID tags and things like that, where there's discount rates if you buy a million tags versus buying one $14 tag for a $3 chicken.
Yeah.
And
speaking of chickens, it seems to me, at least, that the whole free-range chicken thing has kind of really caught fire within the last decade or two.
It's growing. There's a growing movement for free-range meat in general.
Well, the information is getting out now. The information about how the factory chickens are treated is more possible to spread because of the internet.
And health reasons, too. There's health reasons for free-range meat.
Right. And so you're seeing that grow in popularity. So that's, the market. There is also that segment of the market that is rewarding people that treat animals in the way they think they should be treated in during that process. And that's one of the things you can do, is you can direct your dollars toward the organizations that are doing things in the right way.
Right.
And like we say, that doesn't mean that the other people are going to disappear off the face of the earth. But
Also, there's people that believe, that eating meat entirely, affecting an animal's life in any way, those mm-hmm. that you're being evil. And I think that you're going to find a better continuum when we get to the area where you've got lab-grown meats and things like that. I think that people, they're going to like that better. They're going to like the idea of lab-grown meat over the idea that, you've slaughtered an animal. Get it. What's that going to do to the farming industry and dairy cows that have been bred to be milked three times a day, otherwise their udders burst? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to them. But I think that those cows, their lives are just as valid as, a cow, a bison on the range, if there is one running around there anywhere, or the horses in Nevada that run free. I think their lives are just as valid and valuable, and I think that the people that minimize them because they're farm animals, they're industrial farm animals, are disgusting to me. It's like saying, well, this kid isn't any good because he's not either black or white. He's mulatto, so he doesn't count. That stinks.
Sean, other thoughts?
No, I just want to thank you guys for putting on a great show, and probably eventually going to join on these amp lists, because I started listening to you guys about a couple months ago and really getting into the show.
Thank you so much, Sean. Glad you're out there, and thanks for bringing that up tonight. It's always a good topic. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
It's an interesting topic.
It is. And the other thing that I always think of whenever the notion of animal rights comes up is how blatant it is to me, the incredible amount of bias that people have in terms of which animals they're concerned about.
Sure.
But, exactly. I mean, you know, a lot of it is what's cute to us or not. Mm-hmm, and what culture do you come from? Obviously, in India, you know, cows are, in many parts of India, cows are sacred. And
in Korea,
here,
they eat dogs, some of them.
Right. Yeah, and
Korea, I don't know.
You know, and so the notion of, you know, whether it's cute or not seems to play a big part. I wonder, it seems to me a lot of animals have evolved to actually appeal to humans in some way or another that perpetuates their species. You know?
It's probably true.
They're cuter, they get along better, they're likable for whatever reason. You know, something about them makes people want to take care of them and breed them and, you know, make more of them. And that's like, you know, from an evolutionary standpoint, that's
beneficial.
Very beneficial to be liked by the most influential creature on the planet. You know.
You know, and it's true that animals are it's what they you know the way we have the emotions about them that is the biggest thing. For instance, if you're one of my Facebook friends, you know that my cat Senior Grouchy Pants, he died today. We took him to the vet and we put him down. It's very sad at my house today. And I've had this cat forever, and, you know, well, I guess nine years. Yeah, 9 years.
It's a long time.
It's a long time for a big, fat, morbidly obese cat. today
but
I
you chose him, to kick, you chose right. to put him down.
I did, because he was in a great deal of
pain. What about his right to life?
Right. You know, so this is the thing. Here's a cat who's got bone cancer, who's howling in pain on the bedroom floor, can't get up on the bed where he wants to be. You know, of course I pick him up and put him on the bed, but
you can't, and that's just it. You can't, you love that cat. You can't sit there and endure it, knowing that he's enduring so much suffering.
Yeah. And bone cancer.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
As I understand, it's painful.
Yeah, it's very painful from my understanding too. And it seems to me that, you know, you made the decision based on, you know, not wanting your animal to suffer.
It seems like the right decision from our perspective, but from maybe a radical animal rights person, they would say that he had a right to life and he should have died naturally and that you interfered. Or they can also say that you also interfered with his, or no, that you did the right thing, Mark, by giving him an open bowl, whereas I would do the wrong thing by feeding my kitty twice a day instead of having an open bowl.
There's all kinds of different ideas here. I kid with my wife all the time that I'm not going to give her the right to pull the plug on me because she'd do it if I had a cold. Oh, doctor, he wouldn't want to live like this. I'm right here, honey. No, just put him under. But wait, no. How would Senora have felt? I don't know. I mean, I know
he can't
that
tell
I,
you.
You know, that I want to live, but if I was in a deep amount of pain, if I was costing my family money, that would be the biggest issue. If I was, you know, say it's $10,000, $100,000 a day for
just
me to
suck air through a tube in a hospital,
put
right?
Me
right.
Out. Take me out of here. Yeah. I've got people to take
too.
Care of.
I'm that way, too.
Yeah, so, but these aren't easy decisions, and you do the best you can in this life.
Yep. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Even in these remaining moments, there is enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we'll give you the features free. So head on over there. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You want to help support the show? Well, one of the ways you can do that is by going to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. That's all we ask you for, and you get perks. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, alternative options available, too. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and from creating new media and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you will find more pro-freedom activism than you likely ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. To the phones and the fun, Chuck, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Dale and Mark.
Oh, hi, Chuck. What's
in your mind? I sent you that stuff last week on the left wing, right wing, and somebody was going to look it over, and I just wondered if it had any effect on you.
I did read it over, Chuck, and
what are we talking about here, Mark?
He's talking about an article he sent me that had to do with, I believe, that libertarianism would be considered an extreme right-wing philosophy.
Oh, gosh.
And I felt that your only proof for that statement was Murray Rothbard said this was the case at one point. And
well, you got a very, 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 I'd say very short article. I mean, I've written volumes on it. I mean, he's not the only one. In fact, I have quotes from Murray Rothbard where he says what you just got through saying, and I have quotes for him where he's saying, I stood one place and I went from being a right-winger to a left-winger. And Lou Rockwell, I've heard him say that right-wing means an advocate of less government, and I've heard him say that right wing is authoritarianism of fascism. People are confused. I'm talking about the history of the thing. I'm right now in the process of reading some Reader's Digest magazine from 1939.
I tell you I wish we could keep you on, but the phone line that you're on is almost intolerable, and I thank you for the call tonight. But I understand where he's coming from.
Call back tomorrow with a better phone line or something.
Well, I don't know if I want to rehash it that much, but he can certainly call back if he wants to.
It's Free Talk
Live. It is Free Talk Live, and some people want to promote this idea that somehow being liberty-minded is right-wing, and I think it's absolutely absurd.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's a real turnoff to me to use that terminology.
You know, especially since the origin of left... I guess this is in dispute, but the origin of left came from whenever, I think it was the French Parliament, was that? The idea was whenever they were proposing a new law or a change in the law of some sort, whenever you supported what they were doing, those people sat on the right side of the room, the way they could tell who was in support and who was against. And people who were against it would sit on the left side of the room. And so that's where the origin of left and right came from. Left meant being opposed to the government in a particular context.
Right. Well, I remember that when I was coming up in the liberty world, that it was said that libertarians are paleoconservatives and classical liberals because they're using these terms that meant something different in the past. Liberal meant being against government involvement.
Liberals used to be is what a lot of people describe libertarians as today. I mean, that's what you would generally, if you were described as liberal, then you were...
But
you know,
do I want to say that I'm a liberal today? No, because it has connotations attached to it.
It was the libertarian, the whole movement of liberty is constantly being usurped and perverted. And it was perverted by the notion, by that, too.
Right, and it's if you want to use the context of history, that's fine and dandy. Write yourself a history paper on it. It's cool. But that's not going to change the fact that if I decide that the historical definition of gay means happy and happy-go-lucky, and I run around calling myself gay, that I'm going to get hit on by a lot of dudes. Because that's the reality of life today in America. If you call yourself a right-winger, the left-winger's going to think you suck just because you said you were right-wing. If you call yourself a left-winger, the right-winger's going to think you suck.
They're going to put their fingers in their ears.
Right.
They're going to
la, 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 la. That is the end of the story. It's the end of the conversation.
Can you imagine?
It may not be the end of the conversation for you if you can get them stuck in one place and you can talk to them about what it is and bore the crap out of them with your history, because most people don't want to hear this stuff. But if whatever it is you want to do, that's cool. When I'm a radio talk show host, and I am, and I've got to talk to 500,000 people in a given week, and I don't get to see the look on their face. I don't get to respond to what they say. All I can do is say what I say and then have them react the way they react. If I say I'm a right-winger, all the left-wingers think I stink, and they're going to turn their ears off.
God. They make a
even
massive
though
bunch
I've got
of
things to say to them.
They make a bunch of presumptions about your beliefs that aren't true.
And it's not worth trying to save either of those terms. And somebody could come in here and make a persuasive argument on both sides. Well, liberty-minded people should be, and I don't even want to use libertarian anymore because it's been corrupted by people on the right, in my opinion, like the last caller. You can make these arguments. Well, I don't want to make those arguments, and I don't want to spend time trying to override what people commonly believe about these ideas. Can you imagine my job during the daytime, part of it is to call radio stations and pitch this show to them.
Yeah, sure.
Now, to be fair, most of the talk stations in America are right-wing talk stations,
right?
Sure,
but if they take Free Talk Live thinking it's a right-wing show, aren't we lying to them?
I would feel like I would be lying to them in that case. But
they're going to feel like they've been lied to once they start hearing us talk about
ending drug war,
police abuse, and
ending war,
getting out of legal fiction.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, dude, Chuck, or it was Chuck in California. No.
The article was well written. I'd like to say that. I mean, Chuck knows how to write himself an article.
He's clearly an intelligent man. I'm not doubting that, but I am not a right winger and I'm not a left winger. I don't believe in the whole wing paradigm. I think
I think the diamond in the on the world's
smallest political quiz
is a nice, it's sort of a nice way of looking at it.
It's certainly
an
improved
totally
way.
Different direction from left and right.
People that don't know what Dale's talking about, you can go to quiz.freetalklive.com. You can take a look at this. It's it was created by David Nolan, who is actually the founder of the Libertarian Party. He created this because he was sick and tired of people trying to identify, where are you, left wing? Are you moderate? Are you right wing? Well, no, none of the above.
Right. That's the problem is moderate is that's very misleading, too. If you say, well, I'm not either left or right, then they think, oh, you're moderate. And right. Moderates believe in all kinds of intrusiveness mm-hmm. into your life.
And, sure. And this is where you answer that with a question. Instead of I used to say top. If somebody said, are you left or you're right? Well, I say top. But I've decided I don't want to give that short answer. I say, well, what I have a lot of views, and some of those views are extreme left, and some of those views are extreme right. What would you call me? And it puts the ball back in their court and then has them asking questions and has their mind open to things. It doesn't
It dispels the presumptions they would love to make. They'd love to pigeonhole you very rapidly and then advise you up and go, oh,
then they don't have to think. If they can just pigeonhole you into what they think that you're supposed to be, they've already made up their mind about how they feel about that. They already know what that means, and they can just shuffle you into that category and move along. But if you don't challenge their presumptions or their assumptions about their belief system, or if you do challenge those presumptions or assumptions, that's when they can really start to have their gears turn at the very least, maybe not right away, but down the line a little bit, and think about what you've put forth. And I don't think that aligning with the left or the right in any case, and that's why I've objected. We've had the alliance of the libertarian left on the show in the past, and like, why? What's the point of this?
I think those guys, you know, what they do is some very interesting stuff, and I believe a lot of the things that they have. Libertarian left? I don't know that I go for that terminology. I'll use it if I'm talking to a lefty.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody says, you know, that that they're left, a lot of my views are very progressive, or whatever it is that you say.
We're going to take an unscreened call here toward the very end of the show. You are on the air on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind? Who's this?
This is Sean from Daytona Beach. I was just calling. You've been talking about the voting thing. I've been listening off and on, paying attention to this child thing that's going on up there. I think there's also a jurisdictional component of voting. I mean, historically, the whole purpose of citizenship was being in the political class, the voting class. Certainly when you deal with the State Department, it's very evident in the State Department when you deal with anything like that for immigration or anything like that. The jurisdictional component, I think, is more spelled out as like, when they get into questions like, have you ever served in a foreign military? Have you ever voted in a foreign body politic? And I just wanted to introduce that point into the discussion.
Well, I can tell you that whether or not I voted hasn't had any effect on whether or not they will act on me. I mean, they will put me in a cell regardless.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they got the guns and they're going to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
I was just making I think there would be evidence if we're going to like try to make a historical point through a legal record. There's probably an argument there.
Thanks for the thoughts and the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We are out of time. And, Dale, we didn't get to the five things. But at least we talked about your latest cartoon, which is available at anarchyinyourhead.com. And you're going to hold that because you're going to be hosting the Friday show.
We'll probably talk about the five things next week.
You know, I wanted to, real quick, we were talking about left-right paradigm. I wanted to direct you to johndennis2010.com. He is a Republican candidate running in San Francisco who doesn't really fit into either category, right or left. johndennis2010.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.